ChatGPT told me, Mark, you have a heart for underdogs. You don't just want to coach high achievers. You want to reach people who didn't have the roadmap, who grew up without mentors, support, or guidance. That empathy is rooted in your own story. You've walked the road of struggle, and that makes you uniquely equipped to walk alongside those who feel behind. I'm living proof, and there are so many other people that are living proof that nothing can stop you except your mind. That is one of the messages that I like to share with people. Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Dolan. I am your host for Time Tested Mastery, Life Lesson Sell. And today's message is part three of my ChatGPT exercise that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and we'll be talking about for the next couple of weeks as well. So the entire quote will be in the show notes, but what I want to share with you is sort of the exercise that I was doing is I've been working with the new tool ChatGPT for a little over a year working in my business, and I asked it a question. I said, can you tell me what do you know about me that other people don't know that they probably should know? And it gave me five things. So today we're going to talk about the third. So let me read it. The third thing that ChatGPT told me, it says, Mark, you have a heart for underdogs. It says, you don't just want to coach high achievers. You want to reach people who didn't have the roadmap, who grew up without mentors, support, or guidance. That empathy is rooted in your own story. You've walked the road of struggle, and that makes you uniquely equipped to walk alongside those who feel behind. Boy, that was a powerful message, and it was really true because my heart is for people that are out there that are working. One of the things that I remember so vividly was about 20 years ago, I remember running into a lady that I really had a lot of respect for in the Big Bear market that I was working in. She was sort of an icon in the community, and we were friendly, not super close friends, but we were friendly, and we knew a little bit about each other's paths. And I remember sharing with her how disappointing it was for me to look at people that I was trying to help grow within their business, coaching, mentoring. I mean, I'm trying to help them. And I said, it's so disappointing. I said, I see the potential in them that they don't see. And no matter what I do to try and get them to see what their potential is and what they can achieve, they don't see it. I said, it's so hard. And she said, Mark, that's called codependency. And I thought, well, my motives are good. So codependency and wishing other people would get more success than they're getting has been something that I've had to deal with for a while. But I'm living proof. I'm living proof. And there are so many other people that are living proof is that nothing can stop you. Accept your mind. And so that is one of the messages that I like to share with people. This is deeply personal for me. My struggles have never been a secret. In a world that's obsessed with money, property, power, and prestige, any of us that don't have those things, any of us that are lacking those things, sort of feel like we don't fit in. And I can tell you honestly, my entire life, I've never quite felt like I fit in. I had never arrived. I've never been a part of the in crowd, but that can be overcome. I've shared often about the process of learned helplessness, where people that believe that they're victims, that success lies outside of them. I had that. And I see a lot of people that struggle with not believing in themselves, not believing that you have the ability to be successful. That's one issue. The second part is not knowing how to get there. And that's what my mentor brought to me. They were examples of overcoming adversity. Tim Wood was an example of overcoming adversity. He was an example of doing the work. He taught me to do the work, and he taught me what work to do. There's a great quote from Michael Jordan. He says, fear is an illusion. Fear, what we fear is an illusion. He goes on to say, I can't stand not trying. I can't accept not trying. I have another friend, Robert Heath Sr., who is a leadership coach and author. In our podcast, we talked about something I found was so fascinating and so true. He said, our fears, those pictures, those images, those thoughts that go through our mind where we think of disaster, he said they're an illusion. They're not true. We think the worst. He said, now counter that. He said, if you believe in yourself and if you envision succeeding and winning and dreaming, he said, that's an illusion too. But if you're going to think, why would you think of something negative instead of something positive? If you're going to be thinking about something that's not true yet, why wouldn't you be thinking about something that will help you succeed? Earl Nightingale has a famous quote, "We become what we believe. We become what we think about most of the time." So if you're thinking about disaster, if you're thinking about failure, it's quite likely that that is going to be the result because your mind is going to create it. Famous author James Allen wrote an entire book. He said, "As a man thinketh, as a man thinketh." There is power in the way that we think. So I have a big heart for underdogs, and it usually begins with the fact that they don't believe in themselves. I want to help you believe in yourself. I want you to say, if Mark can do it, I can do it. If Mark can do it, anyone can do it, right? And after you get to the point where you believe, to share with you the path, the tools, the exercises, the thought processes, the foundational time-tested principles that will help you succeed. So with time-tested mastery, I'm looking for people that are hungry, that want more than they're getting. I shared previously the Jim Rohn quote, you know, if you don't like where you're at, change it. You're not a tree. You're not a tree. We have the power to change. So with time-tested mastery, not only do I want to help you believe that it's possible for you, but to show you the things that can help you achieve it. I'm looking for people that know they don't have all the answers, are open to learning some answers, and are humble enough to know that they don't have all the answers yet, but are willing to do the work. I think that you'll recognize by looking around that this is true. Time-tested principles work for all people, of all colors, of all races, of all genders, of all political backgrounds, of all financial circumstances, of all childhoods. Time-tested principles work. Success leaves clues. All we need to do is study it. So I want to thank you for listening today. My name, again, is Mark Dolan from Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. If this message meant anything to you, please send a message to me in the chat. Send me an email at timetestedmastery@gmail.com. Share it with a friend, and I look forward to talking with you again.